Hi guys. I don't have any excuse for myself. As always, I am tired of like talking about how I just went away and I didn't have any zeal. I didn't have any inspiration. That was like why I didn't drop any episode or make any, you know, any podcast. And maybe I should apologize for that. But it's just I was in like this headspace where I didn't know what to talk about, or I didn't want to talk about things. I just wasn't. And yes, I think I was a bit occupied with like very weird things. But Happy New Year. It doesn't really matter. The point is, as always, I always come back and that has to count for something. So I do hope that we're fine. Like, I really hope that we're all okay and everything that we're pursuing, dreams, I hope we're getting it. I hope we're getting there. I've been good. I've been normal. I wouldn't say there's anything exceptional going on with me, to be fair, but I think I'm just like here and I'm just okay, and I love that regardless. I do have things that I want to talk about today. And first of all, guys, thank you for listening in. Like, I don't know what to say, but I think someone shared my podcast and then she told me that someone had posted it on like this dating site for like queer women, which is actually very cool, and I thought it was lovely. What's been going on, I've been loving some new shows that came out and I've been watching them, and lovely movies also, queer movies, amazing ones too. Shows, I think I saw Bad Behavior. That was the last queer show that I saw and I thought it was actually okay. But yeah, anyways, I'm back better, more relaxed and ready to like talk about so many things, guys. The things that I want to talk about, and today, well, I've been meaning to talk about this particular issue, but I think I was trying to be careful not to say things that would actually, you know, I don't know, I just was being very considerate, and I still am. I'm gonna try and be honest and, as usual, be as blunt as I can be. I'll try to balance everything. I also don't like see much of like Nigerian like lesbian podcasts. If you guys have any suggestions that I could listen, any, you know, the ones that I could listen to, please, I'd love to, because I consume podcasts a lot, but I want to consume more of like African or Nigerian lesbian podcasts or like queer podcasts in general. So this one thing has been on my mind for minutes now, and it's because everyone knows my situation. I don't hide them. I don't hide it because I like being with people that I should not be with, you know. I don't like it's not as bad as it sounds. I just like people that, you know, I know that are like one out of reach, and I just don't want to commit. So I go for people that I want, either they're like not supposed to be with me, or we can't commit, like we don't expect anything from each other. So that's what I want, and for me that's where I find my peace, because I'm not a relationship person. I just like talking to women. It might not really lead to sex, but just having conversations. So that's what I do. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't want to date anybody for now. But I think even though I talk about no one's in a relationship, I realize that it doesn't really matter. I think it's just the labeling that's what horrifies me, because the things that we do, it's almost as if we're dating, like when a relationship, so I do not know whether it matters. So I wanted to ask you guys, tell me, honestly, tell me, because me, I'm out. relatively, I'm out. I think I'm out for the most part. And I noticed that I always end up like with people that I like very, very, and remember, those people that I like to be with, they're not out at all. Again, they're not supposed to be doing what they, you know, they're doing with me, and that means that they have to be very careful. So I feel like, you know, again, they're not out, but I'm out. So being with them means that I have to be careful. I have to be very discreet, and sometimes it's a lot for me. You know, it's a lot for me. So I'm asking the question, because I'm gonna say it with my chest. I do not see myself settling down or really dating. If I don't want to start dating, or I want to start dating somebody, like dating somebody that is still like very deep in the closet, I don't think that I could do that. It just means that for some reason I'll feel like I'm being dragged back in there. I've been there before, and it wasn't a nice place to be for me. I couldn't live like that. I really struggled. I was really depressed, and the painful part was I had friends around me that knew that I was like losing myself, and I couldn't talk to them about the matter. Even when they would ask me, what's going on with you? Because then I wasn't out. So how do I begin to come out to these people? One, they have to be on, they have to be cool with that. And also, I now have to tell them about all of these things, and I don't think they would understand. So it was tough for me at that time. And I weighed all the options. I weighed my options, and I love my choice. I love the fact that I told myself, okay, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in this very tight and dark and dusty closet where I can't even be myself. It's so hard. And I ended up coming out. And ever since then, it's been beautiful. I've loved my life even more, and I'm thankful. And also, you know, you have to have a thick skin. You know, you have to have a thick skin, because the world would always be against you every time. Sometimes it's cool, sometimes it's a lot, but when you think about what you like, the good sides for me, I think when I weigh those things, I'm sorry, like I feel like I'm getting more than I'm losing, you know, and for me that's enough. So I haven't conquered all of those things, and now I'm out. And I feel like if I'm with somebody that is not out, it's like I'm going back there in that dark, dusty and sad place, and I don't want to be there. And I don't think it's their fault, you know, but sometimes I transfer certain aggressions to them, and it's not nice. And I'm being straightforward that I don't think that I would, if at all, because again, I don't date, so that's why I'm able to do that. You know, just be with people that don't want to be out there. But if at all I want to like date somebody, I want someone that is like out there just like me. It might not be all over the place, depends. We know that when it comes to like being out, it's there are levels to that thing. For me, I am still aware of like certain things. I still know that I have to do certain things to be in certain spaces and not talk to certain people. But there are people that don't give any flying fuck. Like, they are like out there, like visible as fuck. And man, I don't know if I would ever get to that point. But at least it's not as, you know, it's not as I don't know if it's crazy as like not being, like, just no one even knows. Like, you can't even say to yourself that you're gay. You're so deep in there. That's the one I'm talking about, where I do not think that I would ever like be with somebody like that. Honestly, guys, because I would be sad. I would not be able to, you know, be myself around you when people are there, all of these things. So is it just me, guys? I don't know. Is it just me that it's a lot? And I'm someone that wants to, I want to talk about it, because I don't know. I don't care for, like, you know, what you're giving me. You know, what women, what I want, or what drives me crazy, like, in a good way. What turns my head, what, like, you know, blows my mind is when a woman tells me all these beautiful things. You know, all these beautiful things. and it's so beautiful that it's a crime that I'd have to like keep that to myself, you know, like not being able to share those things with other people. For fuck's sake, like, you cannot hide beauty. I don't know, it's hard to hide beauty. So it's crazy. And just knowing that I'd have to do that with somebody that I love so much, I wouldn't want to. I can't. So now, yeah, I'm not in a relationship with anybody. I'm just like talking to people, meeting people, and that's why I'm able to like do that. But if it gets to the point where I want to really settle down and like be with someone, like have a partner, like build an actual life with a person, I don't think that I would, you know, choose such a person. I'm not gonna be able to manage myself. And sometimes it's painful that it seems as if what we're doing is bad, and you know, and I was like hiding these things into me. It's like, this is not a bad thing. Like, I want to talk about these things so casually because it's okay and it's normal, you know. You can't give me the word and expect me to keep it for myself. I want to share that with other people and tell them, you know, this is what I have, you know, this is what I, and that's the painful part for me, like not being able to share these things with people. That's the painful part. I swear to God, I don't mind like not being able to like go out and like hang out and like do all of these things, because I'm an indoor person. I'm very, very introverted, so I don't mind. I'm cool with just us being in the room for like days, having the time of our life. Like, I don't mind, but it's just when we talk about these, because I know conversations for me, I love to talk to people that I like, and it's just hard, is all I'm saying. I don't know if I'm being insane. I get that they know why they're doing what they're doing. I get that they have valid reasons for not being out there, but I'm saying that that does not have to fall to me, you know what? And it sounds selfish, but you're looking out for yourself, I'm looking out for myself, you know. But I know people that wouldn't mind. It just means that I end up like losing bits of myself, and I don't want to settle for that, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's bad or it's good. I'm just saying that I don't know. And recently I've been thinking about the whole thing, how difficult it could be sometimes, you know. But we all have our choices to make regardless of that, and I've made mine, you know. I don't know about any of those things, so it could just be tough. So you know, something as little as maybe introducing me to like your friends and saying that I'm like your friend, or I'm like your cousin, or, you know, all of these things that if you're doing, I don't know, guys, but I wouldn't, because I want people to know, people that I trust or that I'm comfortable around, to know that you are someone special to me, you know. That's how I want to be, that's how I am. And maybe it's because I've gone past this stage where I'm living for myself now, you know. I don't care much about all of like all these opinions that does not do anything for me, you know. I've been there before. I've been in that place where it was very bad, and I've conquered it, and I came out alive. Anything that I see that is taking me back there again, no, you're out, you're really out, you know. But it doesn't matter. But I wish I could have someone with like an opposing approach of view to this matter and like have a dialogue with them. But it's a podcast, it's a personal podcast where I'm very careful about the people that I have on here. But I want to know. I don't know if you guys could actually send me messages. Like, I want to hear opinions. Might be the same with mine, might not be the same with, it's okay. Nobody we're all right. We just want what we want. We have what we want. We want what we want. We see things differently. We want different things, and that's fine. I'm just saying. But I want to hear opinions about this matter, because the way the world is now, every opinion you have, it's someone is there to check you, you know. It can be exhausting, but at the same time, I love the fact that people have to really think about the things they say now, like the things you do before you put those things out there. And I just wanted to, like, you know, talk about that, because it's been on my mind for a while. But I love that I have been able to do that. It's something that it's important to me, because again, I you can't tell me to not talk. I feel when you're like this amazing person, you know, when you're like busting my head, when you like send me all of these nice things and you talk to me about all of these like nice things and I can't share them, I can't even talk, like put your name out there, like I want people to know that it was you, it was this person that made me feel this way. You're not anonymous, you're not Jane Doe or anything like that. So those are the things that I've thought about. And but I know what I'm doing now. It's like, it's fine now, because I'm not really committing or anything like that. So that's why I can be with people that, you know, they don't want to be out there, and or I can talk to people that they don't want to be out there, and I have to respect that, which is fair, you know. Anyways, I just had all these thoughts and I wanted to say it. Something happened recently, and I think it's probably why I'm able to, like, or I decided to finally talk about this stuff. And it doesn't matter. Well, guys, thank you. I don't know. I want to hear feedback. I want to know what you guys might think, or what you know, all of these things. But now that I'm back, I'm gonna have more episodes. I'm gonna have guests. I know I said all of these things last year. I did. But I have things that I want to talk about. Lots of things that I want to talk about. So if you know that you can, if you know that it's okay, if you can be with somebody that is deep inside the closets, let me know. If you know you can't, and we reasons also, if you know you cannot, I want to hear that too. And like reasons. So I just want to hear all of these things, because conversations like this, we don't have them a lot, do we? Anyways, guys, my name is still Tobore. I don't know if I've ever said that before, and I've missed all of you, but it's good to talk again. And the thing I would say is, choose what you want for yourself, and you have to live with that thing. But I love the fact that you can still say, okay, I don't want this anymore, I want something else. I think that's how I see things. Now, whatever choice we make, we have to live it like the consequences. But sometimes, but other times, you could just walk away and like choose something else and be cool and be happy. But anywho, what do I know? I'm gonna talk to you guys again soon. You know what? I think in a month, at least two episodes. That's what I'm gonna, like, two episodes. I'm not even capping. It's gonna be fun, guys. And let's stay safe, okay? And yeah, catch you guys later. Bye. Hi guys. I don't have any excuse for myself. As always, I am tired of like talking about how I just went away and I didn't have any zeal. I didn't have any inspiration. That was like why I didn't drop any episode or make any, you know, any podcast. And maybe I should apologize for that. But it's just I was in like this headspace where I didn't know what to talk about, or I didn't want to talk about things. I just wasn't. And yes, I think I was a bit occupied with like very weird things. But Happy New Year. It doesn't really matter. The point is, as always, I always come back, and that has to count for something. So I do hope that we're fine. Like, I really hope that we're all okay, and everything that we're pursuing, dreams, I hope we're getting it. I hope we're getting there. I've been good. I've been normal. I wouldn't say there's anything exceptional going on with me, to be fair, but I think I'm just like here, and I'm just okay, and I love that regardless. I do have things that I want to talk about today. And first of all, guys, thank you for listening in. Like, I don't know what to say, but I think someone shared my podcast, and then she told me that someone had posted it on like this dating site for like queer women, which is actually very cool, and I thought it was lovely. What's been going on, I've been loving some new shows that came out, and I've been watching them, and lovely movies also, queer movies, amazing ones too. Which one did I watch? Oh well, shows, I think I saw Bad Behavior. That was the last queer show that I saw, and I thought it was actually okay. But yeah, anyways, I'm back, better, more relaxed and ready to like talk about so many things, guys. The things that I want to talk about, and today, well, I've been meaning to talk about this particular issue, but I think I was trying to be careful not to say things that would actually, you know, I don't know, I just was being very considerate, and I still am. I'm gonna try and be honest, and as usual, be as blunt as I can be. I'll try to balance everything. I also don't like see much of like Nigerian like lesbian podcasts. If you guys have any suggestions that I could listen, any, you know, the ones that I could listen to, please, I'd love to, because I consume podcasts a lot, but I want to consume more of like African or Nigerian lesbian podcasts, or like queer podcasts in general. So this one thing has been on my mind for minutes now, and it's because everyone knows my situation. I don't hide them. I don't hide it, because I like being with people that I should not be with, you know. I don't like it's not as bad as it sounds. I just like people that, you know, I know that are like one out of reach, and I just don't want to commit. So I go for people that I want, either they're like not supposed to be with me, or we can't commit, like we don't expect anything from each other. So that's what I want, and for me, that's where I find my peace, because I'm not a relationship person. I just like talking to women. It might not really lead to sex, but just having conversations. So that's what I do. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't want to date anybody for now. But I think even though I talk about no one's in a relationship, I realize that it doesn't really matter. I think it's just the labeling that's what horrifies me, because the things that we do, it's almost as if we're dating, like when a relationship, so I do not know whether it matters. So I wanted to ask you guys, tell me honestly, because me, I'm out, really, I'm out, I think I'm out for the most part, and I noticed that I always end up like with people that I like very, very, and remember, those people that I like to be with, they're not out at all. Again, they're not supposed to be doing what they're doing with me, and that means that they have to be very careful. So I feel like you know, again, they're not out, but I'm out. So being with them means that I have to be careful. I have to be very discreet. And sometimes it's a lot for me, you know, it's a lot for me. So I'm asking the question, because I'm going to say it with my chest. I do not see myself settling down or really dating. If I don't want to start dating, or I want to start dating somebody, like dating somebody that is still like very deep in the closet, I don't think that I could do that. It just means that for some reason I'll feel like I'm being dragged back in there. I've been there before and it wasn't a nice place to be for me. I couldn't live like that. I really struggled. I was really depressed. And the painful part was, I had friends around me that knew that I was like losing myself, and I couldn't talk to them about the matter. Even when they would ask me, what's going on with you? Because then I wasn't out. So how do I begin to come out to these people? One, they have to be on, they have to be cool with that. And also, I now have to tell them about all of these things, and I don't think they would understand. So it was tough for me at that time. And I weighed all the options. I weighed my options. And I love my choice. I love the fact that I told myself, okay, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in this very tight and dark and dusty closet where I can't even be myself. It's so hard. And I ended up coming out. And ever since then, it's been beautiful. I've loved my life even more. And I'm thankful. And also, you know, you have to have a thick skin. You know, you have to have a thick skin, because the world would always be against you every time. Sometimes it's cool. Sometimes it's a lot. But when you think about what you like, the good sides for me, I think when I weigh those things, I'm sorry. Like I feel like I'm getting more than I'm losing, you know, and for me that's enough. So I haven't conquered all of those things, and now I'm out. And I feel like if I'm with somebody that is not out, it's like I'm going back there in that dark, dusty and sad place, and I don't want to be there. And I don't think it's their fault, you know, but sometimes I transfer certain aggressions to them, and it's not nice. And I'm being straightforward that I don't think that I would, if at all, because again, I don't date, so that's why I'm able to do that, you know, just be with people that don't want to be out there. But if at all I wanted to like date somebody, I want someone that is like out there just like me. It might not be all over the place, depends. We know that when it comes to like being out, it's there are levels to that thing. There are levels to that thing. For me, I am still aware of like certain things. I still know that I have to do certain things to be in certain spaces and not talk to certain people. But there are people that don't give any flying fuck. Like they are like out there, like visible as fuck. And man, I don't know if I would ever get to that point. But at least it's not as, you know, it's not as I don't know if it's crazy as like not being like, just no one even knows. Like you can't even say to yourself that you're gay. You're so deep in there. That's the one I'm talking about, where I do not think that I would ever like be with somebody like that, honestly, guys, because I would be sad. I would not be able to, you know, be myself around you when people are there, all of these things. So is it just me, guys? I don't know. Is it just me that it's a lot? And I'm someone that wants to, I want to talk about it, because I don't know. I don't care for like, you know, what you're giving me. You know, what women, what I want, or what drives me crazy, like in a good way. What turns my head, what like, you know, blows my mind, is when a woman tells me all these beautiful things, you know, all these beautiful things, and it's so beautiful that it's a crime that I'd have to like keep that to myself, you know, like not being able to share those things with other people. For fuck's sake, like you cannot hide beauty. I don't know, it's hard to hide beauty. So it's crazy. And just knowing that I'd have to do that with somebody that I love so much, I wouldn't want to, I can't. So now, yeah, I'm not in a relationship with anybody. I'm just like talking to people, meeting people. And that's why I'm able to like do that. But if it gets to the point where I want to really settle down and like be with someone, like have a partner, like build an actual life with a person, I don't think that I would, you know, choose such a person. I'm not gonna be able to manage myself. And sometimes it's painful that it seems as if what we're doing is bad, and you know, and I was like hiding these things into me. It's like, this is not a bad thing. Like, I want to talk about these things so casually because it's okay and it's normal. You know, you can't give me the word and expect me to keep it for myself. I want to share that with other people and tell them, you know, this is what I have, you know, this is what I, and that's the painful part for me. Like, not being able to share these things with people. That's a painful part. I swear to God. I don't mind, like, not being able to, like, go out and, like, hang out and, like, do all of these things. Because I'm an indoor person. I'm very, very introverted. So I don't mind. I'm cool with just us being in the room for, like, days, having the time of our life. Like, I don't mind. But it's just when we talk about these, because I know conversations for me, I love to talk to people that I like, and it's just hard, is all I'm saying. I don't know if I'm being insane. I get that they know why they're doing what they're doing. I get that they have valid reasons for not being out there, but I'm saying that does not have to fall to me, you know what? And it sounds selfish, but you're looking out for yourself, I'm looking out for myself, you know. But I know people that wouldn't mind. It just means that I end up like losing bits of myself, and I don't want to settle for that, is all I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's bad or it's good. I'm just saying that I don't know. And recently I've been thinking about the whole thing, how difficult it could be sometimes, you know. But we all have our choices to make regardless of that, and I've made mine, you know. I don't know about any of those things, so it could just be tough. So you know, something as little as maybe introducing me to like your friends and saying that I'm like your friend, or I'm like your cousin, or, you know, all of these things that if you're doing, I don't know, guys, but I wouldn't, because I want people to know, people that I trust or that I'm comfortable around, to know that you are someone special to me. You know, that's how I want to be. That's how I am, and maybe it's because I've gone past this stage where I'm living for myself now. You know, I don't care much about all of like all these opinions that does not do anything for me. You know, I've been there before. I've been in that place where it was very bad, and I've conquered it, and I came out alive. Anything that I see that is taking me back there again, no, you're out. You're really out, you know. But it doesn't matter. But I wish I could have someone with like an opposing approach of view to this matter and like have a dialogue with them. But it's a podcast. It's a personal podcast where I'm very careful about the people that I have on here. But I want to know. I don't know if you guys could actually send me messages. Like, I want to hear opinions. Might be the same with mine. Might not be the same. It's okay. Nobody. We're all right. We just want what we want. We have what we want. We want what we want. We see things differently. We want different things, and that's fine. I'm just saying. But I want to hear opinions about this matter, because the way the world is now, every opinion you have, it's someone is there to check you. You know, it can be exhausting, but at the same time, I love the fact that people have to really think about the things they say now, like. the things you do before you, you know, put those things out there. And I just wanted to, like, you know, talk about that because it's been on my mind for a while. But I love that I have been able to do that. It's something that it's important to me. Because again, you can't tell me to not talk. I'm feeling when you're like this amazing person, you know, when you're like busting my head, or more when you like send me all of these nice things and you talk to me about all of these like nice things and I can't share them. I can't even talk, like, put your name out there. Like, I want people to know that it was you. It was this person that made me feel this way. You're not anonymous. You're not Jane Doe or anything like that. So those are the things that I've thought about. And but I know what I'm doing now. It's like, it's fine now because I'm not really committing or anything like that. So that's why I can be with people that, you know, they don't want to be out there. And or I can talk to people that don't want to be out there, and I have to respect that, which is fair, you know. Anyways, I just had all these thoughts and I wanted to say it. Something happened recently, and I think it's probably why I'm able to, like, why I decided to finally talk about this stuff. And it doesn't matter. Well, guys, thank you. I want to hear feedback. I want to know what you guys might think, or what you know, all of these things. But now that I'm back, I'm gonna have more episodes. I'm gonna have guests. I know I said all of these things last year. I did. But nah, I have things that I want to talk about. Lots and lots of things that I want to talk about. So if you know that you can, if you know that it's okay, if you can be with somebody that is deep inside the closets, let me know. If you know you can't, and we reasons also. If you know you cannot, I want to hear that too. And like reasons. So I just want to hear all of these things, because conversations like this, we don't have them a lot, do we? Anyways, guys, my name is still Tobore. I don't know if I've ever said that before. And I've missed all of you. But it's good to talk again. And the thing I would say is, choose what you want for yourself. And you have to live with that thing. But I love the fact that you can still say, okay, I don't want this anymore. I want something else. I think that's how I see things. That whatever choice we make, we have to live it like the consequences. But sometimes, but other times, you could just walk away and like choose something else and be cool and be happy. But anywho, what do I know? I'm gonna talk to you guys again soon. You know what? I think in a month, at least two episodes. That's what I'm gonna, like, two episodes. I'm not even capping. It's gonna be fun, guys. And let's stay safe, okay? And yeah, catch you guys later. Bye.